What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today, where the Phillies have clinched a bye. Yes, we all want the bye. No one wants to have to play the wild card round, okay? I know that the whole thing with the National League wild card, especially the last couple of years, they've made it to the World Series, and that's great. We all want the bye. The players want the bye, especially with not the youngest team in the world. So the Phillies have officially gotten the bye with the Pirates beating the Brewers last night. Brewers out of the running for that bye. It will be the Dodgers and the Phillies. Now, next couple of days, we'll figure out who will necessarily have that top seed. I don't really care about that, to be honest. Like, both of these teams, the Dodgers and the Phillies, you know, one's going to be the one seed, one's going to be the two seed, one's going to have to play that three, one of the wild cards. And the other. It's not that big of a deal, okay? The Phillies are going to have to play whoever they're going to have to play in the wild card. Are there teams I do prefer to play in, you know, that NLDS? We'll get to that. We'll get to that a little later in the show. Have a fun show for you today. We're getting closer to the postseason. October 5th. I cannot wait. Phils get, I think it's much needed rest. It's important. Much needed rest. We will get to who should start game two. Of course, we have to have that conversation. What should the playoff roster look like? Teams, I'm going to rank. There are four teams. We're going to rank from the most to the least, or the least to the most, that I want to play in the National League Division Series before we get to the CS. Got to play the DS. And then we'll preview very quickly before the show ends the series against Washington, which doesn't really matter all that much. But I mean, if you really want to make it matter, we'll talk about it briefly before we end the show. So stay tuned for that. So a lot going on today. So real quick recap from last night. Phils win 9-6, win the series over the Cubs. And like I said, they get their much needed bye, you know, in my opinion. So Phils get 9 runs on a Trey Turner home run. Cody Clemens hit a bomb. Nick Castellanos hit a dinger. Brandon Marsh, the big 3-run double in the bottom of the fifth to make it an 8-4 game at that point. And then JT would have an RBI single in the seventh, and he would bring home Bryson Stott. And the Phils would win this game 9-6. 9-6 over the Chicago Cubs and take 2 of 3. Start out the series winning the first game that clinched you the NL East, and then you finish it out by clinching the bye. So exciting stuff. So a little update for you on all the playoff stuff. As far as the Phils go, kind of already said it there a little bit. You clinch the National League East on Monday against the Cubbies. First NL East title since 2011. I was 16 years old. 16 years old, junior in high school. I think, yeah, junior in high school, early 2011. Yeah, 2011, junior in high school. So a long time coming. We don't get a lot of these. Enjoy them. Enjoy them. Here in Philadelphia, we don't get a lot of these. So enjoy this National League East title. And then, like I said, they currently have the number 2 seed at the moment as the Dodgers beat the Padres last night. But the Phils win. Pirates beat the Brewers. And it's funny, I'd like the game happened like all at the same time. Like the Pirates beat the Brewers and the Phils won like a minute before. It was really cool. Schedule for the NLDS. I don't have the times, but I have the days. So game one will be next Saturday, the 5th. Game two will be Sunday, October 6th. Game three will be Tuesday, October 8th. And then, of course, the if needed. Hopefully we don't need those. Let's just get these out of the way. Get the DS out of the way in 3 games. Would like that. Game 4 would be Wednesday, October 9th. And then Game 5 would be Friday, October 11th. So that is your schedule for the playoffs. So everyone's been talking about it, especially over the last week, because of Chris Sanchez's home and road splits, much better at home than he is on the road. And Aaron Nola, who has been a good pitcher this year, has been a good number two. Who should start game two? Because they're going to be at home. Who should start game two? It's Aaron Nola. Okay, I know that Sanchez, and if Topper were to go the route with Sanchez, which he's not because he's pretty much conveyed. There was a quote that basically said it's going to be Nola because he doesn't want to, you know, make it weird on the clubhouse that their big game pitcher Nola, which I want to get to here in a second, wouldn't be getting the number two, wouldn't be getting the game two start. He wouldn't want to, which is like kind of a weird reason, but at the same time, like I kind of understand it. Here's the way I look at it. I have 3 points for you. Number one, you can't risk losing the game number two early on. I know the home and road splits, but like Sanchez doesn't have the postseason experience. He doesn't have the experience that Aaron Nola has in the postseason. He just doesn't. Sometimes, like, cool, home and road splits. It's different in the playoffs. It can be different sometimes. Like, Justin Verlander's had, like, weird numbers in the playoffs. Clayton Kershaw has had weird numbers in the playoffs. I don't care about the home and road splits. Sometimes these guys are different pitchers when it comes to the postseason. So, I don't know. I think we're weighing too much on this home and road stuff. A little too much. You cannot risk losing game two when Aaron Nola is supposed to be, and he has proven that he is a big time, you know, big game pitcher. He has. Look at him. Look against Houston. Against Houston in 2022, right? To get into the playoffs, like the first game of that series, the last series of 2022, had to get in the playoffs, and he was filthy. Six and two thirds, almost seven innings of shutout baseball, of shutout innings from Aaron Nola. You're like the best Aaron Nola that you can get, and Aaron Nola was great that year. So Nola has been good in big games. Game two of the National League Wild Card Series against the Cardinals. They needed Aaron Nola to be great that year, great that game against the Cardinals. They needed him to be, and he was. He was great. Six again, it was almost seven innings, I believe, and he gave you almost seven innings of shutout ball. And the Phils won that game like 2-0. They needed Aaron Nola to be that Aaron Nola. So Nola has had good overall postseason numbers in general, and Nola has been a big game guy, and you cannot risk losing a game two where, you know, it's important for teams sometimes to get that game two win, right? Because they might win that game two, say, or whoever it would be in the divisional series. They might win that second game of the series and say the Phils win the first one behind Wheeler, and then it's 1-1, and then they might go up against, say, with Sanchez to pitch that game two, and they lose that game, and then you go into game three. They might be confident, and they might, you know, it might affect how the offense would hit against Aaron Nola. That might be really important. So I just don't think it's worth it to put Sanchez over Nola. Would I be extremely upset if they decided to go that route? No. Chris Sanchez has been really good this year, and I think he has shown that he's going to be a good pitcher for a good amount of time as a major leaguer. I wouldn't be like crying about it. I would not be like in tears. But I just think that we're overdoing this whole home and road splits. I really do. So I think Aaron Nola is the guy to go with in game two. But would love to know your thoughts. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_ on Twitter. Let me know your thoughts. You like Sanchez for game two? You like Nola? I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of Sanchez's. And that's fine. That's your opinion. I totally understand that. But I just think that we're overdoing the whole home and away criteria for Sanchez. Get it this year, but think we're overdoing it just a little bit. What should the playoff roster look like going into next Saturday? And here's how I would set the roster. And a lot of these are obvious, but we'll get to the nitty-gritty as we go along here. Obviously, Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Boehm, Castellanos, Stott, Realmuto, Marsh, Rojas, Stubbs, an obvious one, need a backup catcher, Edmundo Sosa, good bat off the bench, and can play good defense, you need Edmundo Sosa. I want Austin Hayes on the postseason roster. They traded for the guy that can hit lefties. Marsh cannot hit righties, cannot hit lefties. I am in on Austin Hayes. I know that some people have decided, I think we look at trade pieces differently, that we don't like Austin Hayes, and I get it. He has not been good for the Phils so far. But Austin Hayes was brought here as a solid righty bat that can hit lefties, and I just don't see why you wouldn't have this guy on the playoff roster. I think it would be stupid. Cody Clemens, I like Clemens on the roster. I like Clemens a lot. Has hit in a lot of clutch moments for the Phils, and he would be a good lefty bat off the bench. I like Cody Clemens a lot. Weston Wilson, I like Weston too. And I know a lot of us like Weston, but he is a good power bat, power righty bat off the bench. So I think you go 14 there. Cal Stevenson, I know we all like Cal Stevenson for what he did against the Mets, right? And he's a nice player to root for, but I don't see him having any room on this roster. I think you go with those 14 there. Those last three in Hayes, Clemens, and Wilson, they make the most sense for me. Starting pitchers, obviously, Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola, Chris Sanchez, Ranger Suarez, those four are obvious. Now, the bullpen, for the most part, makes sense, right? Estevez, Hoffman, Kirkering, Strom, Alvarado, Jose Ruiz, Tanner Banks, right at the bottom there. And then the last one, it gets a little bit tricky, right? You'd like to think that the eighth guy in this bullpen, because I think they will go an extra bat. This has been talked about already, and it seems like they're going this way. I think they're going an extra bat, and they'll go with like a 12 pitchers overall and 8 bullpen pieces. I think in a world that I like, the world that I see, I like Spencer Turnbull to come back from injury, and maybe they don't need to use an eighth guy in the divisional series, but he can come back for the championship series. There's not a lot of guys that I trust. I mean, Max Lazar, I've seen glimpses. Colby Allard, he had some nice outings there, but I think overall, I don't see Colby Allard. I don't really trust somebody like Colby Allard in the playoffs. I don't know. I just don't really trust him. Colby Allard, who am I missing here? I said Lazar already. I said glimpses. Tyler Gilbert, not really sure about how I feel about Tyler Gilbert. I don't know. Turnbull just makes the most sense to me. And I know he had a really good April as a starter. And I know maybe some of his numbers as a reliever aren't as good of his numbers as a starter in a short sample size this year. But I still think they were okay enough if he's going to be the eighth guy, because the eighth guy isn't going to see a lot of innings. The eighth guy is not going to see a lot of innings. What you're really going to be expecting is from Alvarado to Estevez. Maybe Ruiz, right? So what you really be looking at is like Alvarado, Strom, Kirkring, Hoffman, and Estevez to be those guys out of the bullpen that you're that are really going to see postseason innings. And hopefully Wheeler, Nola, and Sanchez can all give you bulk innings, can all give you extended innings, especially Wheeler and Nola, especially those two. But Sanchez too, and Ranger, hopefully we can see him as the, you know, game four starter in the CS and hopefully the World Series, and hopefully he'll be able to give you 5 to 6 solid to good innings, because I think that's where Ranger's at right now. So let me know how you view the playoff roster. Bullpen, I'm going to go with Turnbull, and hopefully they don't have to use too many arms in the DS, and they'll get him for the CS, and hopefully he's looking okay and he's healthy enough. So, I mean, that's the perfect world that I would see. So that's kind of how I see this playoff roster shaping out. Again, Twitter at @Rojas_media_. I would love to know your thoughts on the playoff roster. And now we get to the teams I do and don't want to play in the divisional series. I'm going to rank these teams from, we'll go from teams I'm most scared to the ones I'm least scared of facing. So number one, I'm going with Arizona. And I know people are kind of talking about Arizona maybe not playing as well as of late. And they, you know, they had the starts of the year where they weren't very good, and then they got hot. They were the best team in baseball for a 2 to 3 month stretch. They are a team that, and I know we're biased here because of what happened last year in the CS, and they had the Phillies number, though. They had the Phillies number, and I've talked about this before. I see them being like the 22 and 23 Phillies, where in 22, Phils made the World Series, got hot, and it was like no one expected it. And then the next year in 23, they proved they were one of the better teams in baseball, you know, signed Trey Turner, and just had a roster overall where it's like, okay, they're a really good baseball team. And that's kind of how I feel about Arizona from last year to this year. 84 wins last year to getting to the World Series, like, fluke. And then this year, I look at their team top to bottom, and as long as they can, you know, be healthy come playoff time, we'll see what happens with Paul Sewald. They have, dude, the number one ranked offense in baseball this year as far as, like, runs scored. And I know they're starting pitching numbers maybe not aren't great, but if Gallen, Kelly, Jordan Montgomery, Eduardo Rodriguez, and Brandon Pfaadt, them, if they're all just like, not even at their best, but if they're all just good, that is a really good rotation. They'll only need four starters, right? That could pay dividends, okay? And then the bullpen, A.J. Puck has been nails for them. We've seen what Kevin Ginkle did to us last year in the postseason. Now, if Sewald can be there, he can be there. Justin Martinez is nasty. Like, there's a lot there for the Diamondbacks. So number one is the Diamondbacks. I mean, they're a team that could win the World Series this year. Like, I think whoever wins the National League is going to win the World Series. I don't trust anybody in the American League. I don't trust anybody really in the American League. So Diamondbacks are number one for me. Number two, right behind, very slightly, is the Padres. And a lot of, like, similar reasons. Padres, people forget, got to the championship series in 22. I mean, we know very well. We beat them in 22 in the championship series, Bedlam at the Bank, all that. But the Padres have... Look, they're getting all the everything going at the right time for them. You know, they have Tatis right now. Machado has been much better as the season's gone on. Jackson Merrill has been unbelievable for them as a rookie. My rookie of the year, if you ask me. Traded for Arias. Like, they have a good offense, a very good offense. And now their rotation's looking good. Cease, Musgrove, Darvish, Michael King has been really good for them. And their bullpen has just turned into a super pen where you trade for Scott, trade for Tanner Scott, trade for Jason Adam. Like, the back end of their bullpen's really good now. And maybe the Padres, I think I'm looking at the Diamondbacks ceiling and seeing, like, what they could be at their best. And maybe that's kind of how I'm judging this off of. But I still, like, we're talking about the Phillies facing one of these teams, right? again, Diamondbacks, just something about the Diamondbacks playing Philly, the Phillies, right? Just something about that. So the Padres, maybe on paper, I still maybe would be a little more scared of them, but there's just something about the Diamondbacks having their number. So I would say D-backs 1, Padres 2. Braves, I just think the Acuna, Strider, I was going to say Albies, but Albies just got back. Riley, those injuries just hurt them a little bit to where I don't think the Phillies would have a problem with the Braves. The Phillies wouldn't have a problem with the Braves. Maybe the Braves get a game off the Phils in the DS, but I'm not scared of the Braves. And then the Mets, I don't know what it is. I feel like a lot of people are scared of the Mets. I just don't know if they really have a super-duper big winning pedigree. And maybe that's my big thing with them. I'm thinking about like Lindor. Lindor, you know, has gotten to the World Series with Cleveland, but I don't know. There's just something about like the whole mesh of New York to where like I actually think New York's going in the right direction. I just don't think this is their type of year. I think this is the year where they would like get into the playoffs and lose in the wild card round or a divisional round, whatever, right? So I don't know. There's something about the winning pedigree with the Mets, and I don't know. Like people are talking about the rotation. The rotation doesn't really like make me all that nervous. Like Severino has kind of been weird since he, you know, has had injury problems. Manaea, I know he's been a revelation this year, but I don't know. The Phillies destroyed him in the playoffs a couple of years ago. I don't know. I just don't believe in Manaea. David Peterson, don't kind of really believe in. You know, the Phillies roughed him up last time they hit him. I don't know. Something about the Mets that I'm just not scared. And I know that they just took 3 or 4 in New York. Like, congratulations. Cool. Like, I think it's just different come playoff time. I'm just not that scared of the Mets. They're the least ones I'm afraid of. And I know a lot of people are out there, so you might feel differently, and that's fine. I'm just not all that scared of the Mets. Just not. So those are my ranking teams that I'm scared to least scared. It's Diamondbacks, Padres, Braves, Mets. Those are my 4. Would love to know yours. Let me know. Real quick before we go, series preview against the Washington Nationals to round out the season. And it's been a fun season, man. I mean, 94 wins. I predicted 95. So, you know, how about we just win 1 of 3? Just kidding. Sweep, please. 94-65 on the year, win the NL East. It's been a great season. So you face Washington next. Washington has Kansas City either today or tonight. What's that? Yeah, 105, so today. So it will be Trevor Williams versus Ranger Suarez tomorrow. Hopefully Ranger can get a good start going into October. Mackenzie Gore versus Zach Wheeler, and then Jake Irvin versus Nola. We'll love to have Nola have a good start before the postseason starts as well. So we'd love to know all your thoughts on that stuff. Sanchez versus Nola, playoff roster, and teams that you're looking at in the divisional round. Who do you want to play? Who do you not? So that's going to do it for me on Phillies Today. And when we come, when I am back on Phillies Today, we'll talk about a playoff preview. I can't wait. Francisco Rojas, Phillies Today. Talk to you guys soon.